So basically, we're just trying to explain the Mahag. So the Mahag, the basic problem on the Mahag. The Mahag basically holds that all you need, the halacha of netila, his astounding halacha is that you can dip your hands in the clay. That's his halacha. That's defined as netila. Okay, obviously it's not a mikvah, so it's not tefila, because that's netila. So I has a netila. So he says there's two things. Basically, the halacha you need netila min haklay, which could be in one of two ways. Either you dip your hands in a clay, or you pour from a clay into your hands. And the clay comes, and the water comes to your hands from the koach of the clay. Okay, those are the two ways you can have a netila. Okay, and that being the case, the question is, and that's what explains the Gemara here. The case is pouring the water from the down the pipe, so it's not, you're not dipping hands in a clay, because the clay, you're doing hands in a pipe, and it's not a clay. And you're not, it's not netila min ha-clay, because it's not the pouring from the clay, because there's no koach clay. So it doesn't mean koach gavra, it means koach clay. That's what it means. It means koch kli, and the koch kli is in order to define it as netila min kli in that second method. Okay, so the questions we ask is, first of all, what's the most obvious, blatant question is, it doesn't say koch kli, it says koch gavra. So that's, right, I mean, whatever, that's a question. Another question is, what, his main question is, what's this unified thing? I mean, how, what's the idea of netila such that it unifies two totally different processes? One is tevila, dipping in a kli. I mean, how's that? And then washing from a clay, pouring from a clay. I mean, it's two totally different actions. So how does that become, how's that one thing called netila? I mean, what did the Chazal set up? Did they set up dipping or did they set up pouring? How, what's the one unified idea? It's not even netila min ha-kli. If you dip your hands in a clay, it's not min ha-kli. It's netila tvila el ha-kli or letoch ha-kli, you know? So that was the question. That was the main question. I mean, what's this? He has a new idea of netila, apparently, as opposed to tvila. I mean, there's an overlap between netila and tvila. Right. Okay, so those are the main problems. I mean, then the second answer has different problems, but let's just deal with that. Okay, so I'll say like this. It's along the lines of what David and Max are trying to go, but I'll make a little move. Is that the Bahag holds... See, the big problem is what is Natila? What's the Maisa Natila? I mean, that's the big problem here. What's the Maisa Natila? And it sounds like on the one end it's Tefila, on the other end it's pouring. Two different Maisas. How do you unify the two, you know? But what's Natila as opposed to Tefila? So what I want to say is that according to the Bahag, the difference between a tila and tefila is not in the Maisa. Okay, it's not in the Maisa. Okay, because you see, the same exact Maisa could be by both. Right? To the dipping. So the Maisim, the difference is not in the Maisa. Okay? The difference is in the Mayim. Okay, in the Mayim. It's both of them are washing your hands. A tila and tefila are both washing your hands. The difference is in the Mayim. Okay? What type of Mayim is it? Okay? And there are two kinds of Mayim. You'll see there are really three, but let's start with two. So Mayim could exist naturally. There's natural water, naturally existing water. We'll call it natural water. Okay? And that's basically in a mikvah, in a Mayim. Right? There's water in its natural state. Okay? That's one type of water. Water, which is just like another part of the Bria. You know what I mean? It's just sitting there in the world. Okay? That's one type of water. Okay? And when you wash your hands with that kind of water, then that's called tefillah. Now, why is it called tefillah? I mean, now practically, see, the problem is, if you took a cup and took that water and poured it on your hands, the second you took the cup, it would cease being that kind of water. You know what I mean? That kind of water is natural water. Once man, well, the other kind of water, I mean, I'll just say that. There's the other kind of water is man-made water, so to speak. Man-involved water. Water under man's dominion. Okay? That type of water. Okay? That's when you draw it, and you put it in a kli, now, what defines this water as man water? Because a kli. The presence of the kli. Because that's what a kli is. A kli is a man-made utensil, which is made for a man's functions. Okay? So the water in a kli is like it has a different character to it. It's man, so it's water as like an object of man's dominion, you know? So being subordinate to man. So therefore, what's going to happen is if I have a mikvah, if I have an ocean, for instance, so that's natural water. But now the second I take it in a kli, now the water changes from being natural water to being man water. Okay? I'm just going to call it man water, okay? Changes to being man water. So practically, how am I going to wash my hands with natural water? There's only one way. Tefillah. Dip your hands into it. Because once I would try to pour it, then I'd have to use a kli. And by using the kli, there's going to end up, that's not going to be tefillah, that's not going to be natural water anymore. So that's why, in fact, it's called tefillah, because it practically, but not because it's the maisa tefillah which defines it. The fact that it's a maisa tefillah is somewhat accidental to it. I mean, the essence is that it's washing your hands with natural water, naturally existing water. But practically, the only way to do that is tefillah. So you describe the process by based upon the maisa, which is appropriate to it. But again, it's not because conceptually that is the definition of tefillah. The definition of tefillah is really just washing your hands with natural water. Okay?
No,
practically, how are you going to call that? So practically, you describe it by the maisa, which is the maisa, which is appropriate to it. The only maisa which is appropriate to it. But now if you have man water, so now the question is you have to be washing your hands with man water, okay? So that can be done in two ways, okay? Washing hands with man water can be done in two ways. Either you have the water in the clay, and you dip your hands into it, okay? And you dip your hands into it. So now the water, it's true you're using the tsura of samaisa, which is used by tefillah, but that's not defined as tefillah. That's not the essence of what tefillah is. That's just the action which is the only action which is possible by natural water. But now this is man water. So now you dip your hands into this. This is netila. This is washing your hands with man water. Or the other way is if you have the water in the kli and you pour it onto your hands. So since the water is directly related to the kli, right, because it's koach kli, so then again you say the water still has its identity as being man water, because again it's a water in a state of motion whose koach is directly tied to the kli. So therefore the mayim, even though it's not in the kli, but it will still retain its identity as being this man water because of its because of the koach kli. So that's, but if it goes downstream, so when it goes downstream you have an interesting thing. Very interesting thing, because it no longer has any relationship.
Down the pipe.
So it no longer has any relationship to the clay, right? It no longer has any relationship to the clay, because you're not dipping your hands in the clay. It's not in a clay, and it's not koach clay, right? It's not koach clay either, because it's already too far removed from the clay, so it doesn't have a relationship to the clay. So therefore, it cannot be defined as man water now, okay? Yet, what's interesting is it's not natural water either, okay? It's not natural water either. No, it's because now it's natural water, so I should be able to do tefillah on it. Right? Because he knows which one is it. So now he tells me he lost the sight of the veil. But he says, no, you can't do that because it's she'uvah. Okay, you can't. That's what he says that he brings in. You can't do that because it's naim she'uvah. What does it mean it's naim she'uvah? It means it was drawn once. It was drawn once. So what he's carving out, I'll explain how it's possible, that there's a middle ground. There's a water which is neither natural water nor man water. Okay, in other words, this water which is poured into the pipe is not man water, because man water is a positive status. Positive status which gains that positive identity through its relationship to man. And it has the relationship to the clay. Okay? So therefore, there's no relationship to clay anymore. So therefore, it cannot have the positive status of being as man water. Yet, to natural water, the water for tefillah is natural. Now, natural isn't a positive idea. Natural is a removal, an absence of man. There's no such thing. What's natural? Natural means it's untouched, right? It's a negation. I mean, it means it's removka from any relationship of man. Okay. Now, once water has become drawn once, so that's mafkia, the shame of natural water. That's the idea of mayim shuv. Mayim shuv means even though currently there's no man involved, but it's simply the drawing of man, the maisa she'iva, she'iva is to draw, the maisa she'iva is mafkia, the shame of natural water from the thing. And it can't become natural water again. You don't say a natural product, once man gets involved, you can't just throw it back into nature and it becomes natural. Whereas it gives it a shame, it's mafkia, once it gets the shame of man water once, then the shame of a natural can never exist on it. So what you have here is in this case, and that's why Tosis brings in Shuvim, is that when you pour it down the pipe, it's water which is neither man water, because it lacks any relation to the clay, it's not in the clay and it's not koach clay, nor is it natural water because it's Shuvim. So therefore it's not netila, nor is it tvila. So it's simply nothing. So it doesn't work. according to the Bahag, see, the big move here is that according to the Bahag, the big problem was, is how do you unify two completely different actions, the action of dipping and the action of pouring? Seems they're two different actions. How do you make that into one? But I was saying that question is based upon the fact that you assume that netilah is a certain kind of an action, as opposed to tefillah, which is a different kind of action. So then you have a problem, because they overlap. What I'm saying is that the difference between the two is not in the action. They're both washing your hands. What makes it netilah? What makes it netilah is the mayim. In other words, if it's one kind of mayim, then it's tefillah. If it's another kind of mayim, then it's netilah. Now, they're both just washing hands, so the tzuras hamaisa is accidental in a sense. It's just that when it comes to tefillah, the deoraisa, there is only one tzuras hamaisa, because the only way for it to be natural to use natural water is to dip your hands into it. So therefore, it's only tefillah. So it's called tefillah based upon the maisa, but not because intrinsically it's defined by the maisa. It's really defined by the mayim. Now, by netila, by man water, there's two ways, two tzuras hamaisas. There's tefillah and there's netila, right? Or the pouring and dipping. So we call that netila. I mean, it could be the word netila technically means pouring, but because when it comes to netila, this institution of man water, it opens up the possibility of doing the action of pouring. So it could be that's why the word netila is used, but it could be netila or tefila, because the essence conceptually, according to the Bahag, is the type of water which is being used to clean your hands. Now that opens up two different actions, but they become unified because the concept of netila and the differentiation between the two matirim is not in the maisa, but is in the chafzah of the mayim, which is the matahir. You know what I mean? And that's what the Bahag holds, the Rabbanan did when they set up Natila. They said, even though the deraisa holds is only one metahir, which is natural water, but the Rabbanan are setting up there's a new metahir, man water. Right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to turn out this case in our Gemara is really finding the kind of water which is neither nor. Okay? Which is possible because they're not two options. Because shuvim is a positive. I'm sorry, man-made is a positive thing, and natural is an absence. So it could kind of fall in between, where it's no longer an absence, but it lacks the positive quality of man. Yes, so that's good. So the question which the Bahag says, the Gemara says koch gavra. She says no, it doesn't mean koch gavra. It just means koch kli. Okay, koch kli. But I think that's good because according to the Bahag, the whole value of the kli. What's the value of the kli? Because the kli defines it as man water. It defines the water as having a shaychus to man, because a kli is an object which man fashioned for his function. So the relationship to the kli is what identifies the water as being water of man. Right? Water of man. So therefore, when it says that it has to have koach kli, the point of that is because that relates, that's what gives it a shame of being water of man. But it doesn't specifically have to be that the man is pouring it. It's simply the fact that the kli itself relates it to the gavra. I mean, the shame of kli itself it relates to the gavra. But he really means it's koch kli. He doesn't mean koch gavra. It's not a din of koch gavra. It's a din of koch kli. Din of koch kli. But that's just the idea of the kli is because of the gavra. So it's related back to the gavra insofar as the mayim is concerned. I mean, that's why the term could be interchangeable. It could use that term for koach kli, because that's the function of kli. You know what I mean? But he doesn't mean literally koach gavra. That's what he's saying. That's what he's trying to answer. It's because he's saying the whole idea of the kli is that it relates it to the gavra. So it's not pshat. If he said koach gavra, you can't say dipping your hands into the kli, it's koach gavra. Because then you're saying koach gavra is a din like in the maisa itself, that the gavra is pouring it. But that can't be. Dipping hands in the kli is not that. But his idea of koach, of the kli, is that the kli itself relates you to the gavra. So that could be done, if you dip it into the kli, so then the kli is then it's man-made water that's related to the gavra because it's through the vehicle of the kli, or through the koach of the kli, which is the koach is that which is relating you to the gavra. And then the koach of the kli is relating to the gavra. The question of min, like he's using the term min, and then he says by Kiyar, it said mimenu, seems to say mimenu v'losofa. So I mean, it's funny he uses the word netil min ha-kli, but I guess he's using the term min loosely. That min ha-kli means the netila is from the kli, so as the washing is from kli. As it means, the washing is from kli as opposed to just the natural water. I mean, it means the water is, I guess that's what it means, is that the water is really from the kli. Aye, but he's using the he's saying making a diuk over there. But I think that's a limud. By Nikolai, he's saying it's a limud. I'm not sure exactly. Something must be extra in the wording of the pasuk. But v'rachatz mimenu asidam is a limud. So it's teaching you. It's not just that you need the natural water or whatever, but it's saying that you specifically need a certain maisa of mimenu v'lo socho. It's a limud telling you you need a maisa of pouring on your hands. So that doesn't work by Kier. But there's no limud like that here, so here it's just the concept that you need the man-made water as a matayer. And by Kier, that would have been the case also, but there's a separate limud there. But here's no limud. He's using the word min. I mean, it must be he's using the word min loosely there. But you can't say that's a limud. You can't say that limud is loosely. I mean, that's the idea of a limud. It's telling you to make a deal. But you have to say natila, according to the Bahag, means it's not loose. It just means washing. It means you're washing. It's like it's a generic term. It means you're washing it. You're cleaning. You're washing your hands. From clay, it means the water is clay water. So it could be that you're putting hands into the clay or that you're pouring the water from the clay. But the idea is that the netila, is the washing, is related to the clay. So it means not clay, it's related to it. It could be related to it in two ways. Right. What's interesting, according to Bahag, is that the difference between the two is really in terms of the mayim. But practically, when you talk about them, you call them based upon tefila and netila, which is in terms of the maisa. I mean, but I think it's a little confusing, but it could be is that, see, the deoraisa, when there was only a deoraisa, so then it was just tefillah. So tefillah is an easier way to call it than to say natural water. And it was alcha, is the maisa mitzvah. The maisa is easy to describe. You know what I mean? And there was no two types of water, there was only one water. So we know you have to dip yourself in the natural water. But now the Rabbanan made up a new institution. Which is with man-made water. So now they're not going to change the name of the deraisa to being natural water. I mean, the deraisa is kavu already as tevila. So they're going to say netila because practically this could also be with netila, which means the pour. But it doesn't mean that it's vidafka netila; it could be tevila also. You know, I mean, I'm just speculating as to the origin of the words according to Bahag. You know, I mean, if they were setting them both up in the first place, it could be then they would have chosen the words differently. You know, I mean, maybe they would have called it more appropriate names. But there's deraisa, it's tefillah. And tefillah is the easier way to call it. There's no confusion because that's the only thing. Of course, it's tefillah. But the essence is not the tefillah, it's the water. But it's just that's the way you're washing hands. It's through tefillah. Practice. So that's how it's telling you what you have to do.
Right.
But then the Rabbanan came and they set up a new institution. So they had they have a choice. So they're going to call it tefillah. But that's what Mahag's holding it. That's not the essence. That's what's tricky. That's why it's counterintuitive. But that's what I'm saying.
That's the move. Go away from Isa towards
right, exactly. So far, so this is the first answer now. According to this first answer in the Rag, so it's not koach kli when it's all the way upstream. Right? When it's all the way upstream, a pipe, it's not koach kli because the shame of man, water of man, comes from its relationship to the kli. And the kli, if the kli is history, all the way up the pipe, so now it's not defined as koch kli. Right? It's not defined as koch kli, and that's why it's possible. Right? That's why it's possible. That's the first answer to the Hag. The Gemara says koch gavra, it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka, it means koch kli. Okay, but the second answer of the Hag, he wants to say no. That really, if it were just for koch kli, that would be fine. As if all you really needed was koach kli, upstream case would be fine also. Okay, that was up the case up the pipe, where you pour it up the top of the pipe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the case which is the Zohar Gemara, which the Bach is dealing with. Because the Gemara says that's possible because it's not koach gavra. So according to the first way, koach gavra and koach kli, and saying that's why it's bad.
Yeah, fine.
So I'm talking about the case, I say upstream, the case where you're pouring the water from all the way at the top of the pipe, from all the way up at the top, and now your hands are down here. So the case of, so that was the problem of the case, because the Gemara said that's because of Koch Gavra. Right? But you don't need Koch Gavra according to the Bahag, clearly, because you see you can dip your hands in a pipe, that's not Koch Gavra. Right? So the first answer was, no, Koch Gavra doesn't mean Koch Gavra, it just means Koch Kli. And pouring, Koch Kli means Koch Kli, the Koch Gavra means Koch Kli. And when you dip your hands in the water, it is kli. You have the function of kli. It's not koach kli, but you have the function of kli. Because the koach kli is just to create the same kli. But in the case of the pipe, so if it's all the way up, you don't have koach kli. So that's the Gemara saying. It's not koach avra. It means it's not koach kli. So therefore, it has no relationship to the kli. But of course, if you dip your hands in the kli, then it's related to the kli intrinsically, because it's in the kli. But the second answer, that's a move. I mean, it's a chiddush to say that when the Gemara says koach avra, it means something other. It means koach kli. So the second answer says, no, really it doesn't mean that. It means koch gavra. But the thing is, he holds like this, is that in terms of Koach Kli itself, really the case of the pipe would be good. Because that, he would say, is Koach Kli. It's upstream, apparently that would still be Koach Kli. But so why is the case of the pipe not good? The case of the pipe is not good because of a different halach, of Koach Gavra. Which is, namely, there's a machlokas back in Tyros, whether you need Koach Gavra also, in addition to Koach Kli. Which means, let's say, like the Raavad, let's learn like the Raavad, which means you need a Maisa. You know, I mean, you need it to be related to a Maisa of an Adam. Wait, right? So let's say something like that. It sounds like you're saying is that this Gemara is really only going according to Rav Yossi, who holds that you need Koach Gavra. And that's why this Gemara holds that the case of the pipe is bad, because it's not Koach Gavra. So let's interpret, let's just say like the Raavad. No, it's because you need a Maisa, you need a Maisa. And even though it's from the clay, it's really, this is man water, but you need a Maisa. Tefillah Matar needs a Maisa. So Maisa Adam, you need an Adam there. So it's a separate thing. In terms of Koach Kli, really it is the clay water. It's upstream, that doesn't matter. But you need a Maisa Adam, so the Maisa only comes about if you have the Gavra's close to it. So it's Koach Gavra. But according to, if you say you don't need Koach Gavra, which is Machlokes Taman, whether you need Koach Gavra, so then in a Chanami, this will be fine, and it would be Koach Kli. So this Gemara, the fact that it ties it to Koach Gavra is Dafka, Koach Gavra. It doesn't mean Koach Kli. It means Koach Gavra. And that's why it says that, because it doesn't say Koach Kli, because in terms of Koach Kli, it really would have been fine. It would seem the second idea is saying that Koach Kli is as long as the force of the thing is coming from the Kli. So even though it doesn't have this direct, close, physical relationship to the Kli, as long as it's down the pipe, and the pipe, it got in the pipe because of the pouring in to form the Kli, so that's still somehow going to be defined as Koach Kli. Right? Presumably, if it actually rested now in some sort of a pool of water, and it filled up a swimming pool or something like that, then it's not going to be Koach Kli anymore. Now it's just, the water just rested, it'll just be Shuvim. But it would sound like he's saying Koach Kli is because it rested. I mean, because it's still flowing from the force of the clay. So we all have left is just to compare and contrast the two possibilities in Tosos for the Bahag, to answer up for the Bahag. And it boils down to whether or not if you pour water in a pipe and you have your hands all the way down at the bottom of the pipe, is that considered a Koach Kli or not? Right? Do you say that's considered a Koach Kli? According to the first way of voting, that's not Koach Kli. It's not related to the clay. According to the second way, it is Koach Kli. And the only reason why it's possible is not because of Koach Kli, but because of Koach Gavra, which is a super added requirement, which is a Machlokas Tanan. So the question is, what's the idea of Koach Kli one way or the other way? What's that idea? So the question is like this. So I was thinking that what's the idea? Koach Kli means that, what's the idea here? The idea is that the water has to be man water, right? When it gets on your hands, it has to be the water of man. And the way it's defined as such is through its relationship to the clay. So the water is related to the clay. So you could say, so the water has to be related to the clay, so it has to be close to it. If it's all the way upstream, so what relationship, all the way up at the top of the pipe, there's no relationship anymore of the water to the clay. So that just loses its identity as being water of man. Because the water of man is through the relationship to the clay. And it's too far away. It's too far away. There's no relationship anymore. Right? That's why it made sense, right? Or do you say no? Is that it could be related to the Kli functionally. Okay, functionally. What do I mean? Is that the water is going downstream, right? It's down the pipe. It's flowing in the pipe. And that flowing through the pipe was enabled by the Kli, right? Because the function of the Kli is to pour and to get this thing started. That's what's allowing it to even go through the pipe in the first place. So there's the state of the water being in this state of flowing, functionally, is due to the action of the clay. So even though there's no spatial relationship between the water and the clay to hook it in, but functionally, it's the state of the water is one of flowing, which was enabled by the function of the clay. So that will, according to the second shot, that will define it as being Koach Kli, as being related to the Kli, and thereby being the water of man. Because this water is in a state which was brought about through the function of the Kli, the pouring, because the Kli is a functional object. That's the question. It's because, on the one, let's take it a little further. In order to be related to the Kli, does it have to be like a spatial relationship to the thing. It has to really be in space that the two have a direct relationship. Or do you say, no, that since a kli is not just a spatial object, but it's an object, it's a functional entity. So therefore, if through function, that's what a kli is. A kli is an object of function. So if through the function it's related, the water is related to the kli, because its state is related to the kli through its function, that the kli functioned to get it in this state, so the water is flowing through the pouring of the kli, so then that will relate to the kli and will be defined as the water of man. You know, or you say, no, is that a relationship? It has to be concrete. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't recognize that abstract functional relationship. But the relationship has to be in a concrete manner. Normally, we have two physical objects. They're related. They have to be related together through the physical space that they're close to one another. So a person associates the two. They're physically related to one another. So water, how is water going to be defined? You want to characterize the water as a water of a kli. Either man, water of man, through being a relationship to the kli. Now you have two physical objects, so how are they related to one another? They can't be related to one another if they're a mile apart. So the way two objects are related to one another is through the space. They're close to one another. So if you're right at the part of the pipe where the guy pours it, then they're related. The kli and the water are related. But once it gets a mile away, then there's no relationship. But you could say that since the nature of a kli is a functional object, so in order to relate it to other objects, it opens up a new world of relationships because it's a functional object. So anything which it will function for, anything which is related to it insofar as its function is concerned, could be defined as related to it. And therefore, even though the water is a mile away from the kli, but since its function was enabled by the kli, you could conceptual relationship will allow you to say that the water is kli water. And thereby it's defined as the water of Adam. And it'll be good for Antila. Or you say no. Or you say, I mean, that's the question. That's the question. It's a different, it's a more abstract kind of relationship. The question is, will that be recognized in order to define the Maya? The detail, it's a conceptual question on the detail of this idea that you're saying that the water has to be defined as man water through relationship to kli. So detail, one of the ways of relating to kli is simply being in the kli. But I have another way of relating to it, even when it's not in the kli. But is it because it's close to it, you're pouring it out of it, but there's still physical, it still has to be through a physical relationship, but it's, even if it's out of it, but it's related to it in space, it's very close, you're pouring it right next to it, so person relates the two in his mind. Or is it opening up a koach kli, is a whole new kind of relationship, like a conceptual relationship, nothing to do with space. It could be a mile away, but it's a conceptual relationship based upon function. So that's the question. It's a detail of how does this new, this other method of koach kli work to relate the water, to qualify the water.